This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agrawal has said India and European Union EU have concluded official level negotiations for the proposed free trade agreement to boost two-way commerce and strengthen economic ties between the two sides. Mr. Agrawal said that the two sides are set to announce the conclusion of official level negotiations in New Delhi today. Commerce Secretary said the trade deal from the Indian perspective is balanced and forward-looking, which will help in better economic integration of India with the EU. Mr. Agrawal added that it will propel trade and investments in both economies. The announcement will be made during the EU-India summit, which will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will hold summit talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. The pact is likely to provide duty-free access to a number of Indian goods from labor-intensive sectors such as textiles, chemicals, gems and jewellery, electrical machinery, leather and footwear. Vice President of European Commission Kaja Kallas has said that the EU-India Security and Defence Partnership will be signed today. Kallas said there is strong momentum for closer cooperation with India and EU is seizing it. She said as a symbol of the deepening bond between the two countries, personnel from EU naval operations, Atalanta and Aspides took part in the Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi yesterday for the first time. The fourth edition of India Energy Week, IEW 2026, will begin today in South Goa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the conclave virtually. Mr. Modi will virtually address the delegates after the inauguration. Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, United Arab Emirates Minister of Industry and Advanced Technology, Dr. Sultan Ahmed Al Jaber, Canada's Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Tim Hodgson, along with senior ministers from Africa, the Middle East, Central Asia and the Global South will attend the inauguration ceremony at Betul Village in South Goa district. Government has called an all-party meeting at 11 a.m. today to discuss key national issues and legislative business ahead of the budget session. The meeting is aimed at streamlining legislative business and managing key national issues expected to come up during the session, which begins on January 28 and runs until April 2nd. The first phase is scheduled from January 28 to February 13, while the second phase will run from March 9 to April 2nd. The budget session will feature 30 sittings, with the Union Budget 2026-27 being presented on February 1st. President Draupadi Murmu will formally open the session, addressing members of both the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Uttarakhand government has implemented an amendment ordinance to reform several provisions of the Uniform Civil Code, UCC. It has introduced about a dozen and a half changes, including stringent penal measures against coercion and fraud in marriage and live-in relationships. The Uttarakhand Uniform Civil Code Amendment Ordinance 2026 came into force with immediate effect after receiving the assent of Governor Lieutenant General Gurmeet Singh. The state government has brought this ordinance for necessary amendments to the UCC 2024. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat inaugurated the six-day National Culture and Tourism Festival Bharat Parv 2026 at Red Fort in New Delhi yesterday. During the event, Mr. Birla said that this festival will serve as a platform in strengthening India's cultural heritage. He said that through this festival, people will get to witness the culture of different states and regions. Mr. Birla added that this initiative will play a crucial role in increasing tourism potential of the nation. In Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 15 runs at BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. With their third win in the ongoing season, MI still have a chance of making it to the playoffs. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Giants at BCA Stadium in Vadodara at 7:30 p.m. And India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rain and snowfall across most parts of Himachal Pradesh over the next few days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.